capable of Sarah Palin when she joins the race.
Hey, she's dangling.
Really?
Did you see she's dangling the carrot again, Sarah Palin?
And remember, you, the three of us sitting right here have a bet going. You guys say she's not going to run, and I say she is.
She's dangling it again. And in a poll,
Chris Christie
between Obama and Palin, Palin was at 49%. No, she was at 44%, and Obama was at 49%.
Yeah.
In popularity.
And Chris Christie said he's thinking about it.
Yeah, he's saying he might do that again.
You know why? Because he doesn't like Perry.
He's Ann Coulter's favorite. So who do you all think came out on top? To me, I think it was Romney.
I can't say that.
Well, I think his Perry's immigration, I don't like his immigration policy. He just wants to put boots on the ground, out of fence, and he doesn't seem to be out after it that much. And he's letting out of state, out of country illegal aliens get into the educational system there in Texas.
That's what I didn't like.
Right? Yeah. I don't like
that. He gives them money and allows them to get in, and they're aliens. And he says, well, you know, I mean, he was saying, well, it sounds to me like you don't want to educate our kids, you know, don't want to educate the kids here. Well,
they can still go to college.
Be a citizen.
They just don't get
first.
In-state benefits.
Yeah, what is up with that? And I was surprised at that
how
happening
about
they just
in pay
Texas.
For it? Like I paid for. Well, I didn't. My dad did. Thanks, Dad.
And if it's a true statement, you know, he made that touching comment that he wasn't lobbied other than by a young lady that had cervical cancer. But after the fact check on that, they said that happened after he had
done it, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it shouldn't be by executive order. It's not his job. And if you have to do it, make it an opt-in, not an opt-out program. So he's done a number of things that I just don't care that much for. And I think Romney's looking very presidential and kind of above the fray.
I did like what Romney said about if you are United States citizen from any one of the other 49 states, you have to pay $100,000 or more.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to him that they should be paying that kind of money when if you're an immigrant, illegal immigrant, you get a $100,000 break.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Shouldn't be.
No.
But the trouble with Romney is he has Obamacare in Massachusetts and he believes in global warming. So I don't like either one of those two guys.
Well, you know, none of them have everything going on, have you noticed?
Herman. Okay, I'm not going to say
it. Oh, Herman
again.
McCain. Herman
we'll
McCain.
Say it again.
The pizza czar. Yeah, I know, and he just wants to bring humor into the White House.
You know what? The president's wanted two chickens in every pot. Maybe he should two pizzas in every household or something.
You know what I'm thinking?
He could win.
Probably would be
he
cheaper
could win
than
with
actually running a presidential campaign.
Somebody should run and say, hey, if you're you got an address, you got money. We can just print up some money for everybody. Right?
Isn't that the Obama campaign strategy? Just give everybody
make some more money? No, he's not giving it to us.
Well, everybody but us.
So you think Romney won, and he's your choice?
Several polls, and I think I'm not the only one who thinks that Romney won.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, it's two different questions. Who won, and who do you like? Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Okay, there you go.
Romney came out winning.
Yeah.
Because he looked better than Perry, who's main rival.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Herman Cain.
Well, yeah, that gets back to, I forget who said it, who you want is the most conservative candidate that can win. And, you know, I'd like some other candidates, but...
Yeah, I think that's Bachman.
The one who... I like Bachman a lot.
I think she's
but
the most
can
conservative.
She win? I don't think so. So
yeah, I know that's
so
what
I guess you got to go. So, I keep saying the dream team might be Romney, although he's not my perfect candidate, and maybe somebody like Rubio as vice president who would bring the Hispanic vote, who would bring Florida, and who would bring the Tea Party.
It can't be Rubio.
No, it can't be Rubio. I agree with that.
He's not eligible.
Why?
He's a foreign parents.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember
he's
what
not
it
born.
Is.
He's not, yeah. There is some, so but he, yeah, what was it? He's not.
I can't remember now. I just know that he's not eligible.
Naturalized. Naturalization.
I did not know that. Yeah. But he's in the Senate now. You're saying that.
Yeah. Oh, well, does that matter?
It doesn't matter in the Senate.
We got a president right now we're not sure of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got more to talk about. Please stay with us. JP's here with me and Steve Aussie, and we're going to talk some more about some other things. We'll talk about the job plan, Obama's job plan when we come
back.
We'll be right back with Broadview.
TV 1270, The Buzz.
Forward to a long vacation, the perfect house, a graduation, a new addition, a wedding ring. Who knows what hope the future brings? Yeah, yeah. You know we do. You know we're here for you. Nevada Federal Credit Union.
can be difficult, but we're different. For over 50 years, we've been providing great service and competitive rates to Nevadans just like you. Apply now. Call 827-3880 or visit NevadaFederal.org for current rates and details.
Nevada Federal Credit Union. Your dreams realized.
Reno and Sparks residents can apply for an auto loan today. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
International Academy of Style, a Redken School of Cosmetology, presents Frightmare 2011.
For 7 years, Reno endured the terror. Now, after 5 years of uneasy peace and uncertainty, it has returned to extract its vengeance. No one is safe from the unholy resurrection of Frightmare.
The legendary Halloween Terror Fest returns as Frightmare 2011 rises from the depths of hell to the Legends parking lot in front of Shields and Sparks.
Just off
90,000 square feet of scares, thrills,
and dark-hearted fun.
The evil 3D Clown Town, Rikers Island Prison, and the Black Hole. Log on to FrightMare2011.com for tickets, times, and more information. Not recommended for kids under 8.
Not enough meat.
People with heart problems. Or the pregnant.
Demon spawn, okay.
Frightmare 2011, opening September 29th.
Sponsored in part by Little Caesars.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you and welcome back. Yeah, we were talking earlier about the two hikers and where they came up with that bell, and we had a listener email us and say that Oman, paid the bell, the $1 million, and Oman is a Arab state in Southwest Asia.
Right. Little tiny oil.
According to
oil
our
place.
Yeah, but what does that mean? I mean, why would they pay the bail?
Why would they follow the money?
Arab state?
Why did they do that?
They're part of the United Arab Emirates, right?
Yeah.
They got a lot of money. I guess they were
well,
just
why would they do that?
Make peace, I
yeah,
guess.
Well, is that making peace with Iran? Why would Iran? I mean, I don't know. Or is he? Are they paying Iran? I mean, I don't know. Sounds kind of fishy to me. Nobody in America came up with it. They're from the United States.
I know, it's kind of embarrassing.
An Arab state comes up with it. That's kind of weird. Okay, well, thank you, listener, very much for emailing that. If you'd like to email us, it's broadview1@live.com. So, okay, that question answered.
If those hikers called me, I would say, you were hiking where?
Mm-hmm, I know.
Why were you, why, you know, like the old Bob Newhart.
Yeah, what's wrong with your grandma? What's wrong with your grandpa? You know? Yeah, that's kind of funny stuff. Arab state, bailing them out. Oman. Interesting. You just never know, do you?
Never know.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your blog.
Yeah,
this week
I went long again.
You did. You went long again.
People complain that I'm too long.
No. It's not too long because it's interesting information.
Thoroughly destroyed the whole idea of President Obama's American Jobs Act. I think by the time you're done reading that, you'll realize.
Well, 199 pages. I mean, I downloaded it and I started looking. It was like, whew. I mean, the table of contents is 3 pages long.
You want to know something interesting about you downloading that?
Mm-hmm.
That's my version of it. The White House is so full of amateurs and nincompoops.
They let anybody
they
download
didn't know
it.
How to put those bookmarks and stuff in there. Mm-hmm. So I took the PDF file, put some bookmarks in there so you can find your way through it, and then uploaded it on my website.
And I downloaded it.
Now, why
it.
Am I doing that for the White House, for crying out loud?
Why are you, JP?
I don't know. Don't they have anybody that knows how to work with
them? Well, you want to shame them. That's why you're doing it. We know your motive.
Anyway.
But yeah, it was 199 pages long. Unemployment extension. I mean, it just goes on and on. Lots of babble.
And then the oil companies.
And then the oil companies, yeah. And anybody can read it. Go to JP's...
JPattitude.com.
And you can download the PDF file and check it out for yourself.
And my version is better than theirs.
Mumbo jumbo, jumbo, jumbo. More cut, of the same thing.
Where cut him a little slack. He's concerned about jobs. His own.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the job he's
trying
to
save.
That's the job. It's going to cost a lot of money. And then the interesting thing was that here is a...
I see what you have in your hand.
HR from the House of Representatives. It's Mr. Gohmert.
Gohmert, I think.
Gohmert. Is it? It's French.
Sure.
M-E-R-T. Gohmert. He introduced the following bill, which was referred to a bill, period. And this is a bill for jobs. To amend the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 to repeal the corporate income tax. It's barely 2 pages. It's like 1 page long. talks about lowering the corporate tax to zero to bring in some business here. Confirming amendment, and you can get all this too from JPAttitude.com.
And what's the punchline? The punchline is he named it the American Jobs Act.
The American Jobs Act.
And he got it introduced before President Obama got his bill done, so now he owns the name in Congress.
Repeal of alternative minimum tax for corporations. And he's got it all right out here. Conforming amendments. He's got all that with paragraph this and paragraph that and section 75 IGGG. But still, it's two pages as opposed to...
It's the American job. It's the official American Jobs Act.
Well, right, you know why? Because it only has to do with jobs instead of everything else in the world that Obama's trying to tackle and pay for.
You know, the conspiracy theory is that Obama knows he can't get the Jobs Act through because it wants tax increases and it has no chance of passing. But he wants to be able to say while he's electioning that
I
could have created more jobs, but those darn Republicans.
Yes, they wouldn't do it.
So the whole thing may just be a charade.
Well, Harry Reid and Dick Durbin have already said this week they have no immediate plans to introduce that bill. So that bill doesn't even exist. You know, he's sat there and seven times said, pass this bill right now. There is no such bill, and Harry Reid has no intention of introducing that bill. So much for passing it right now.
Wow.
Let's dock his pay for time that he...